Praise be the Lord.
Father, we worship you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time of rejoicing. This is the day the Lord has made. We can see it of every passing day. And we will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. He commanded us to rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. On the basis of his word, we can declare each day a day to rejoice. Because the loving kindness of the Lord is new every morning. And it's and it's faithfulness, it's compassion, we do not fail at all. So we thank you, Father, we worship you, Lord. Thank you for this fellowship here this morning. Lord, it's time of singing and praising the Lord, appreciating the Lord for what great things he has done and he's been in our life, and what greater things he will do. For he has said, eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard. Neither has he entered into the heart of any man, what God has in store for them that love him. And instead of even about the former thing, I will do a new thing. And it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? God, we thank the Lord. We worship you. The Lord of God will make our tomorrows to be far, far exceedingly great than our past. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we read your word this morning, Father, the entrance therefore gives us light. And we trust that we do the same thing for us this morning, for thou art God and thou changest not. We worship and adore you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, the enemy called Satan, he has many things in his toolbox. He has his toolbox, and he has many things in it. And there are different degrees of the kind of tool he has. He has the A1 tool, discouragement, to discourage God's children from the beginning of creation and so on, So A1, discouragement, whatever kind of his tools and so forth. And the other day we spoke about one of his tools called fear, how to defeat it. So this morning I want to talk about one of his favorite tools. It's called depression. It's a favorite tool of Satan. And vision is upon the children of God for time immemorial. Depression is a destructive force. It can come in various degrees, ranging from a mild case of what the people of the world call blues, they call it blues in the world, to serious cases that have sent many people to psychiatrists and so on that, If we do that and so on. The question is, can a believer be depressed? I say from the word of God, yes. Well, praise God, if you as a Christian have never experienced it, then thank God for you. You may change your mind anyway. If you ask the same question, you say the scripture or scriptural two-word meaning of the word depression. It is called in the Bible, cast down. That's what it is. So if you have been cast down anytime in your life, then maybe you have probably suffered depression or something or the other and so on. Even one of God's greatest Old Testament believers, the man after God's own heart, the sweet psalmist of Israel, by the name of David, experienced depression or being cast down many times, according to the scripture. In one psalm, about two or three times, begin to tell the Lord these things. Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are thou cast down? See, that cast down is depression, really, according to, you go look at it. Look at your Bible and so on. Why are thou cast down, O my soul? And why are thou disquiet in me? Then verse 6. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Verse 11. Why are thou cast down, O my soul? Even Psalm 43 verse 5 says, why are thou cast down, O my soul? See? David is the mighty man of war and so on, So, how does a Christian then, if that be the case, how does a Christian deal with a state of depression? Or when you are cast down, Or, you find yourself that kind of a state. What do you do? Well, how should we handle it? Well, we can begin with what David did when he was cast down. I will go back to that passage again. What did David do? Verse 42, verse 5. Why are thou cast down, O my soul? And why are thou disquiet in me? What did he do? Hope thou in God. That's it. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Peter will make it that, look, it's forever. When you practice that state, make that clear, there's no end to it, you know. But we can say without a God, you know, you encourage yourself, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the hair of his countenance, as well as that, you know. Verse 6, I read it again. Oh, verse 6. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. What do we do now? Therefore will I remember thee. So remember God when you are cast down. Don't forget the Lord. I will remember the man of God said, from the land of Jordan and of the Harmonite, from the hill Mizar. So you see, every time when this thing comes to him, he does the same thing. Verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, because of the Holy Spirit within him, and so that, you know. That's how he paints a picture as if there's no end to this casting down, and so that, you know. As if there's no way out at all. But when you have the Holy Spirit in you, keep your eye upon the Lord, see? You can see that there. So who is the head of my country? No, you will start to disfigure your face and so on that, you know. But make God the last of your countenance, you know, the head of your countenance. Make it the Lord Jesus, the head of your countenance, and my God, is that, you know. At one time, I always had the one in 1 Samuel 36, they call it distress, you know, something like that, you know, in 1 Samuel 30 verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord is God. So when you are cast down, look unto the Lord. Ziklag has been born down. They have been taking, you know, even his own wife and some have been taking captive and some of that, you know. Lord, David said, well, what should I do, Lord? Will I go after them? Let him go after them and so on. And he got a victory, you know. So you see that, you know. So we can begin from where David begin, where we are cast down, you know, and some of that, you know. So going forward, then as Christians, in order to deal with something, you must first of all recognize its source, right? That is necessary to deal with anything at all. What is the source of this thing? The author of depression is not else but Satan. Like I say, one of his favorite tools, you know, depression. So even of God's people and all that, you know. As it's one of his favorite tools for ravaging the mind of men and women today. Evil spirits like depression attempt to oppress you in order to break and crush your spirit. They harass your mind with fear, doubt, and uncertainty. They are the cause of frustration, and they can destroy your health, your peace of mind, if you do not take dominion over them. You have to. The Bible tells us what to do in James 4:7. Number one, submit yourself therefore to God. Number two, resist the devil and he will flee from you. That first part sounds like what David did, right? He says, submit yourself unto God. Over and over, David was going to look unto the Lord, right? You know, and some of that, you know. Then the New Testament says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. As you day by day, under all circumstances, you submit yourself to God. No, Paul said, I die daily, right? Say, I give my life to Christ, yes, but you die daily. When this thing occurs to us, day by day and so on, we submit ourselves to the Lord and so on, and then receive the devil, we flee. God said he will flee. No matter what, you know, God can never lie, isn't it? So now you say, you see something, so if you just keep your stand, when you resist him, he has to flee. Because God cannot lie, amen? Praise the Lord. Now, as a Christian, when Satan's attack by depression comes, first submit yourself to God, then resist the devil. And God said, the devil will flee from you. Refuse to be Satan's dumping ground for mental unsoundness, nervous disorder, or spirit of gloom, heaviness, and depression. Refuse it. Don't accept it. Instead, go back to the first chapter of the book of Matthew. I'm going to read it right now. to see how the Lord used the word of God against the devil. You can do it too. By the grace of God. Let me read the temptation of Christ and so forth. All over and over again. We all know the scripture, but I want to just read this morning to emphasize that the greatest defense, first of all, is the word of God. In Matthew chapter 4, I want to read verses 1 to 11. Very, very crucial. We may know them, but don't let them depart from your eyes. The Bible says, you know, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written. So emphasis now, it is written. That is your greatest weapon, the word of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil, so you see, you become one thing, devil will go to another one, right? Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. One thing you don't even know is this, or many people don't know that Satan can misquote scripture. It's a twister, not to be wanted. He will twist scripture. If you don't know the scripture very well, he will twist the Bible and so on, you know, as it will work against you and so on. And, you know, it's a liar, father of lies. You have to really pay attention to what comes to your mind and so forth. As it looks like a scripture, make sure it is really the word of God untwisted. You know, it's a twister. Anyway, verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, all the time. You can defeat him all the time. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get it in, Satan, for it is written, see, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil liberated him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. I just constantly read that scripture that we know very well to emphasize all the time, any place, anytime, you can defeat the devil by the word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. The way the Lord Jesus did it, he showed us as an example. And I know many times when we get into this trouble and so forth, attack us and so on, many of the times, the last thing that comes before God's people's mind is the word of God. You know? What said the scripture about this condition, you know? We don't quickly remember that. We are suffering a little bit before we remember, oh, it is the word of God, you know? But it should be the thing that should come to our heart first. Your very first and final line of defense is the word of God. It will never fail, you know? The arm of flesh will fail. Now, the way to deal with anything that comes from the devil, including depression, is to boldly quote the word of God against him, just as the Lord did. That's why I read it. The word is the Christian's most effective weapon against the enemy. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So now, another thing to do is this. Know your rights as a Christian. We forget this many of the time when we get into this kind of a mood, or the devil come and attack us and something like that, you know. Now, you are an overcomer. So, you know, not too long ago we talked about knowing who you are. You know, I told you about the story of the Christian, the lion hearted, right? Not too long ago from here, right? You know, how the Sabbath told him, no, he wanted to retreat, right? But that Servants are seeing one battle after battle, never retreated, never lose any battle. And this man never lost a battle before, begin to declare a retreat. The servant was so sad. How can that be? Then he wrote nearer to his team. And they said, no, know who you are. And the king thought. Anyway, so know who you are. As a Christian, you are an overcomer. Revelation 11, 12:11. And they overcome him, meaning Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. See the weapons of our warfare right there, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? The blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony, I just read it to you. He demonstrated for you to us in Matthew chapter 4, you know. We can use the same weapon, can't fail, you know, and some of that, you know. Now, another thing is this. You can defeat all of Satan's works. You can. In Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So as a Christian, we are in a very real warfare with the forces of evil. And I want to read Ephesians chapter 6 to us. To me, I think I need to remind myself all the time. Sometimes we think we are fighting against flesh. Not you as a Christian, not fighting against flesh and blood. No, God says you are not doing that. Ephesians 6, I want to read from verse 10 really, you know. What did he say there? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, I say it's the author of depression. Just told you earlier. But one of his wiles is depression. You know, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I don't care. You know, it's a twister, right? It will make you look as if it's that person. No. He is the one behind all the trouble, most of the people that Christians really face, and all that, you know. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, you know. So that's whom we are fighting, that's whom we are against, and so against us. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That is what God expects of you and I. When you put on the whole armor, won't crumble, won't fall, we stand that. No, by the word of the living God. Stand therefore, he commanded you and I. You know, don't be a weakling. Having your loins girded about with truth. The only truth I know is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God, with the truth. Nothing else but the word of God. And having on the best place of righteousness. And another line of attack is this. He will attack you, accuse you of this, accuse you of that. Tell him, Jesus Christ is my righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. First Corinthians 1:30. I won't forget that one. Christ has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption. He that knew no sin was made sin for us, for me and you, that we may be called the righteousness of God. So you tell him, he come and accuse you when he bring his trouble to weaken your faith, to crush your spirit, accuse you of what you did last year. No. Just tell him. Whatever, even if I did anything wrong, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sins. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And so you see that there. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, testifying, yes, as much as you can to whomever you will receive or hear you, wherever you go. Now, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, I always tell you here that I like the word all in the Bible. All, no matter what it comes off with, we can quench it by the shield of faith in the word of God. Praise the Lord. So don't forget that, you know, in the time of attack, you know, it starts to make you to forget all these things. But that's why David said, your word have I had in my heart. You see? So let the word of God always be, not only in your heart, but in your mouth to answer and that. No, speak it out. Now, anyway, so, and then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, where we began for in Matthew chapter 4, right? It is written, the Lord said and so forth. And don't forget, stand and twist some of the scriptures against you. When you know the word of God, tell him, straighten him out. Pray always with all prayer, that means, and supplication in the spirit. And washing thereunto with all perseverance. That will persevere all the time, right? And supplication for all sins. You know, when Job has prayed for his friends, right? Then God delivered him, right? Praise God. Don't forget that. Praise the Lord. For all sins, even when you are in trouble and so forth, don't just pray for yourself. You don't. In fact, I just pray for myself and then I just begin to pray for people that can just come to my mind. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it works. Praise God. It worked for Job. As long as you know, it will work for you and I too. Anyway, now, the Lord Jesus Christ has given you and I power and authority over all the power of the devil. Don't forget that. Luke 10:19. Behold, I gave unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's what the Bible says. The Lord says so. Over all his power. The same thing as in Ephesians, right? Quench all the fiery darts of the devil, right? The same word of God. The Holy Ghost wrote the same thing, right? So we know we can quench all of his fiery darts. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Don't be afraid now. See? I always tell the devil, no matter what I'm going through, the Lord says nothing shall by any means hurt me. I'm going to, even if I pass through the water, it's going to be there with me. Pass through the fire, it's there with you. Praise the Lord. See? Now, so we know that. So anyway, now, and in Matthew, in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, we know the Great Commission. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Of many things I say we can do in his name, in the Great Commission. Now, don't forget the name of our Lord Jesus Christ belongs to you. So dare to use his name, you know. Play the power that is in that name. Stand your ground there, fearlessly, under the opposition and the attack and so on, you know. Evil spirits of depression know that they must submit to that name, which is above every name. They know it. Philippians 2:9. So, above every name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the evil spirit of depression know that they have to bow to that name and submit it to it. You just use it by faith. And verse 10 of Philippians 2 says, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Of things, if you like, beings, if you want, in heaven. And things, and if you like, beings on earth, in earth. And things, or if you like, beings, under the heart or in hell. See? And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So don't forget the name. See? In my name. Like I said before in Mark 16, you know. So, and the Bible says we flee. Claim the power of God's anointing to disperse Satan's spirit of gloom. I say claim the power of God's anointing to disperse Satan's spirit of gloom. Isaiah 10:27 says this, concerning the anointing. And it shall come to pass in that day that his body, where in this case, primarily the God's work can have multiple meanings, right? This is the Assyrian, you know, you're talking about the Assyrian. And God used them to as a rod where Israel sinned to punish them. You know, you use Assyria to punish them and all that, you know. But it also means to the Christian, you know, Satan in our own case and all that, you know. So it can have different meanings, multiple meanings, the word of God and so anyway. So anyway, and it shall come to pass in that day that his body for us, as Satan right now, shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I'm saying that claim the power of God's anointing to disperse Satan's spirit of gloom when he approaches you. What is the anointing, you ask me? Well, turn it to the Bible. The anointing is that supernatural energizing force within you that makes the spirit feel life possible, make you effective and productive in Christian service. That's what the anointing is. It will do that for you. Supernatural energizing force within you as a Christian that makes the spirit feel life as you are living for God, possible, effective, and productive in Christian service. Well, how do we get it? How do we get the anointing? Bible does not leave us in darkness. You receive the anointing from the Lord Jesus Christ. Couple of scriptures here. I already even had it. Only to learn to use them. 1 John 2:20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. That unction means anointing. That's another word for the unction. That it means anointing. Yes, sir. Yes. Oppression, possession, that's a different realm. I would say of demonic activity, you know, I would say. A child of God can be oppressed, but it shouldn't be possessed. They can be oppressed, but not possessed. See what I'm saying? But I'm talking about depression in a different way. That's why I use the word cast down to clarify for the scriptures. You know, I'm not going to the realm of oppression and being oppressed by demons. Not this one right now. You know, so that's why I went to the book of Psalms. They said cast down. When I looked at the word cast down, it means depressed. You know, and oppression. You know, so it means depressed. Depressed means cast down. So depression means cast down. That's what I'm talking about right now. Or discourage, if you want, you know.
So can it be graduated?
Of course, if you don't take control, like at the beginning of the sermon, so if one doesn't take control, can get out of hand. I call it another tool from Satan, right? He can still put any dimension, don't take care of it and take dominion over any of Satan's tool against you. You can go into different dimensions, right? People can be oppressed and they don't get out of it. They can get, they have to go seek deliverance and so on that, you know. Let God help them, you know. So, David looked unto God, when he was cast down, you know. Discouraged, you know. The Bible says he encouraged himself, right? You know, when he was distressed. So, along that line and so on. That's why I clarify at the beginning of the message, you know, when I say depression, then I say, I use the Bible word cast down. If you can use it, if you want, when you are cast down, if you want to use the word oppression or depression, when you are cast down, if you want to use that language, that will be fine too, you know, how to get out of it anyway. So, where the anointing? So, what is the anointing? I said, we are talking about the anointing, you know, how do you get the anointing? So I say the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the anointing. You already have the anointing. So you say we have an unction. Meaning the anointing. It means the same. Unction means the same thing as the anointing. From the Holy One, and you know all things. And that unction or anointing abides in you. The same as it says in 1 John 2:27. It's abiding in you already. Just learn to use them. In verse 27 of 1 John 2. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. So, you already gave for the anointing right inside of you. Bible says so. God says so. Just use what you already have. That God has already given, that God has already given you. So, it's already in you. God gave it to you and so on. Now, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ the word Christ means what? It's talking about the anointing, right? It means the anointed one. Christ means the anointed one. That's why it's the one who gave for the anointing, right? It means the anointed one, our Christ means, the Messiah, the anointed one. Our Lord Jesus Christ was the anointed one as he walked on this earth. And then let me go back to Luke chapter 4 verse 18 says this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. His first public reading or sermon and so on, that you know, that temple and so forth, during the book of Isaiah and so forth. Went back to the scripture which was written of him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Christ is the anointed one. To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And we know, and we notice all the miracles that the Lord performed while he was here on earth were done through the power of his anointing. We know that. And I can get the scriptures to you in the house of Cornelius, while Peter was preaching to them and so on, in Acts chapter 10, 38 verse, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, see that, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. That's why when depression comes and so forth, you are casting down and so forth, the anointing within you, not you sister, can take care of it for you. Now, the anointing is the quality which makes us dynamic for the Lord Jesus Christ. The anointing is what makes us to be dynamic for the Lord Jesus Christ. The anointing enables us to see Christ-like results in our lives. The anointing gives us authority to speak in the name of Jesus Christ against satanic powers, including the powers and so forth that cause depression. Yes, the anointing of the Lord enables us to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ against satanic powers, including those ones that cause depression. We read in Psalm 92:10, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed, he said, with fresh oil. Even the daily prophesied kind of, and some of that, even of the future New Testament church and some of that, even though they are not in the, with oil in the Bible, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is likened to, in scripture to oil, right? We know that in so many things and so on. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. That is what the foolish virgin lacked in the parable of the Lord in Matthew 25. The foolish virgin, they lack the oil. They lack the anointing. They lack, the Spirit of the Lord. In Matthew 25 verse 3, a little digression here, because we are living in those days right now of the coming of the bridegroom. The calling parables are about the kingdom of God, right? And we know we are looking at that day when the coming of the Lord is even at the door. 25 of Matthew verse 3 says, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels and their lamps. Like I said, a little digression here, because we are living at the end time. Not the parables of the end time. We are waiting for the bridegroom. The lamp in the parable is a type of the word of God. We know that. Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Where we began from, right? The word of God. How to overcome depression and so on, that you know. See the word of God. And then the vessel in that parable is a type of the body of the believer, really. The believer's body. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. Now remember the 120 believers that care to obey the Lord. We know at one time towards the end, 500 people saw him and so on, that you know. And probably had that command, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from above. As usual, only 120 obeyed him. So that 120 we know in the upper room and so forth. Bible says in Acts 2:4, They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they got to speak with other tongues as the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit gave them utterance. See? Now, not only that time, these same people in Acts 4:31, some of them, in Acts, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they are assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spread the word of God with boldness. The point I'm making is this. People want the Holy Ghost, they will just receive one time. That's it forever, you know. You have to keep getting the anointing of the Lord. Amen. In Galatians 5:16, it says, walk in the Spirit. They were there on the day of Pentecost. But even here again, Acts chapter 4, while they were praying, Bible said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. What I'm saying is that we have to keep on getting filled and so forth. And if we too should walk in the Spirit, and that what God is saying to us, people want a healing. And you don't have to depend on God anymore. You have to keep on walking with the Lord and so on, that you know when He heals us. Or when the Holy Ghost, when they receive, just don't do anything anymore. No. Walk in the Spirit and keep on filling with the Holy Spirit. The Bible will say Peter being filled with the Holy Ghost and so forth. You know. Anyway, so we see how to keep in the anointing. We keep depression away is the point I'm making. You know, talking about the Spirit, the anointing, breaking the yoke, and so forth, that, you know. Now, like the disciples are told here, we too need fresh anointing and infillings of the Holy Spirit. You know, so people are make shipwreck sometimes because they don't follow all through the Holy Spirit and so forth in their Christian work and things like that. We are told in Jude 1:20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves all your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Another way to destroy and to defeat depression. But ye, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So, fervent, anointed prayer in the Holy Ghost, build up your faith. Build mine too. We should cherish this anointing that is in you. This unction that abides in you, let us cherish, let us respect it and cherish it. And daily yield to this anointing that is within you. God has given it to you. And so on that, you know. So it will help us along this particular favorite tool of the devil against God's people. So, how do you deal with depression or being cast down? Finishing up right now, just a very short exhortation here this morning. And put it together. How do you deal with it? By the word of God, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that breaks the yoke. That's how we deal with depression. All of this together. In front of our warfare. Now, we can maintain the anointing and overcome depression by a life rich in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, the apostle wrote to the church, that he also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. I'm talking to continue to have a rich fellowship with the Lord. That I'm talking about one of our weapons against this favorite tool of the devil, and to cast down the people of God, to crush your spirit and so forth, to discourage you and things like that, you know. Now, when you have done all those things, we should just keep doing this thing until by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, when thou art converted, then at no stop there, when you have mastered being by God's grace, being able to put depression down every time by using these tools, don't stay there. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. So where am I coming from? As you, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, master defeating depression or the state of being cast down. I make it clear what I'm talking about. Don't stop right there. Pray that you, by the grace of God, will be able to help other Christians as the Lord commanded Peter in Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan, you see, the author, that's the beginning of it, the author of depression. Satan had the power to have you, that it may sit you at wit. But I have prayed for you, or for thee, that I faith, fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Let us rise, you know, to this kind of a status, using this truth and so on. And get the mastery of defeating depression or casting down in our life, and be ready to help any Christian that's going to be brought across our way along this line. Pray to the Lord that He make you a deliverer of them that are cast down. Job 22:29 says this. I'm finishing right now. When men are cast down, you want to long for this, right? When by the grace of God you have mastered, you know, the heart of, you know, of divinity being cast down or depression, what I mean in this message. When men are cast down, you can write yourself, are cast down. Then thou, you, shall say, there is lifting up, and he, the Lord, shall save the humble person. He, the Lord, shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thy hand. We rise above these things, and then we pray to God that we be in a position. This is our brother to be of good courage, you see, and something like that, you know. Now, 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye now. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be stronger. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. We are in a great fight, right? So you fight a good fight of faith. I fight a good fight of faith. Encourage yourself and so on, that you know. Lay hold on eternal life. We are unto thou as also called. And has professed a good profession before many witnesses. About the last scripture here. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. Another way to defeat depression, you know. The Lord said that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. He says, so rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. See the anointing of the Holy Spirit and so forth. So this morning, that every truth of the devil, I call it depression, but Bible call it cast down, right? Cast you down, crush your spirit and so forth, as you know, discourage you and so forth, as you know. But God, when you choose here this morning, just the tip of the iceberg of what the Bible gives us, the Word of God, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bible says, by reason of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are living in this age full of many demons being released from the pit and all that, you know. Satan knowing that his time is short. Bible says, come to his time, you get some of the great tribulation. Bible says, oh Lord God, and you come again, the believers who are left here, and even overcome the Bible says, you know, that's the degree we're going to go to at this age closes. But we thank God for giving us life and understanding that through our Lord Jesus Christ we are more than conquerors over all these things, over all of these truths. Quench all the Bible called it feeling that God can lie. When Bible says it's feeling, they are feeling. But praise God, we can quench all of it feeling that shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Help us not to forget all these things, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we take mastery in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as overcomers, we are called to be overcomers. Bible says, little children, you have overcome the wicked world. Let us walk in the light, sir, of the overcomer. Every church age, the Lord begins to encourage you that overcome it. As I also overcame many, many promises to the overcomer, giving a new name, written in white stone of them, you know, that no man knows, but he has declared his name. Walk with me in white. Rule the rod, you know, in Romans 36, rule the war with a rod of iron, he said. So we thank you for that we are more than conquerors. Lord, help us to understand, to know who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, more than conquerors. And to be sons of encouragement to other Christians in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.